A common decorating theme for beachside cottages and inns, sea stars, sand dollars, and sea urchins signify summer vacation. Collectively, these animals are called echinoderms, part of a phylum that contains more than 7,000 living species. All dwell in seawater and are benthic, meaning they live on the seafloor from the shallows to the deep, where they creep about on little tube feet called podia. The largest phylum without any freshwater or terrestrial forms, all echinoderms are sea creatures, and it's no wonder we associate them with summer. Beachcombers often find sand dollar skeletons at the water's edge. Some consider them good luck. The word echinoderm comes from the Greek for hedgehog and skin. Many of these animals, the familiar tide pool sea stars, for instance, do have rough, spiny skin. But others in this large phylum do not. Take the sea cucumber. About the size and shape of a soft-bodied cucumber you'd find at a farmer's market, these grazers travel the seafloor searching for microscopic plankton to eat. Like terrestrial grazers, they travel in herds and feed on vegetation. But the comparisons stop there with these boneless invertebrates. In fact, sea cucumbers have some pretty awesome talents worthy of a superhero, or perhaps an anti-hero. When faced with danger, for example, they can expel their internal organs in front of a predator. After escaping, they quickly regenerate them. Pretty nifty. Also from the Department of the Weird But True is the northern sea star. Through a truly unique feeding strategy called eversion, this sea star extrudes its stomach through its mouth and into the shell of its prey, for example, a hapless mussel or clam, where it digests its meal before retracting its stomach back into its body. Don't try that at home. This amazing behavior aside, sea stars are most famous for their incredible ability to regenerate their arms. In some species, a whole new body can be recreated from a mere piece of a single arm. While we humans are capable of this on a much smaller scale, we can regrow a fingertip, sea stars have taken it to high art. Scientists in the field of restorative neuroscience are working to understand this capacity with the hope of translating it to humans to cure brain and nerve injuries. What unites this large and disparate group of animals is not their spiny skin, wandering stomachs, or matrix-like regenerative abilities. It is their design. They all have an outer skeleton that forms tubules or spines. A vascular system pumps water in and out of their tube feet, enabling piston-like locomotion. And the echinoderms are all radially symmetrical, meaning that their body parts radiate from a central point like a bicycle wheel, which may explain why they appeal to us symmetry-loving humans. 5 is the magic number for echinoderms. Their appendages almost always occur in multiples of 5, making them pentameric. And some, of course, are delicious to eat. In California, the fishery for sea urchins is a big export, where the roe or eggs are a sushi delicacy in many parts of Asia. As a matter of fact, this appetite for sea urchins is a good thing, as the sea urchin population on the West Coast has exploded due to a decline in sea otters, the urchin's main predator. Fewer otters mean more urchins, with herds of urchins marching and voraciously munching, causing what scientists call urchin barrens, areas of kelp forest degraded to desert-like conditions. Sea otters aren't just cute, they're the police of the kelp forest, keeping the crop of sea urchins at bay. To learn more about echinoderms, the epic standoff between otters and urchins, and to see a sea cucumber expel its insides like some kind of eversion man, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.